This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Be honest with you. We don't usually have one guest on twice in a week. It's not something you normally do. All right, this makes a lot of sense if I was just looking at the wrong station. All right. I think I've been looking at WPGC's call sheet all day. So, anyhow, we don't usually bring one guest on twice a week. But there are certain situations that call for it. And every once in a while, you got to go get the dog. And Eric Nathan is a dear friend of mine, and we share a passion for Maryland basketball. It has gone up and down over the years. Eric Nathan, Barstool Nate, Little Nate X, whatever you want to call him, is a passionate fella. And he saw the same thing I've seen, the same thing we've all seen over the last few weeks. And we had to get the dog on. Hello, Barstool Nate. How do you do?
Good morning, JP. Good morning, Toby. How are you guys?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than JP is, but he was fired up. I don't know if you heard that. What are your thoughts on this whole situation?
My thoughts on the whole situation. I don't know what words we can say on the radio these days.
Yeah, dude, I've been testing that.
Yeah, JP, I texted you two nights ago. I said, I think they have to fire him now. And you said, did something happen? I said, I'm catching wind of a lot right now, and it's not good. And it just began to domino, and the ball started rolling. And if you asked me, when we talked on Tuesday, I said, I think we can just ignore all the smoke. I think the focus can be on the tournament. And, man, everything just compiled and changed so quickly, and it just became so obvious that Willard does not want to be at Maryland, that he used that press conference that we were so naive about last week to leverage his job and just to bury and throw the university under the bus. And it just, everything just happened so quickly. And he's really just the most hated guy I think I've seen in my 36 years of life to come out of the University of Maryland. Booed on the way to the bus. I don't want to say got blown out by Florida. The guys played hard. The kids played hard. But and then the press conference after, just doing the exact same speech he gave before he jumped ship to come to Maryland, saying, I need to talk to my agent. I need to talk to my wife. It just missed me with that nonsense.
You're just he's just lying. Just,
right.
Don't and lie, dog. Like,
he's insulting our intelligence. He's insulting the university. He's insulting the alumni, the current students, his current players. It's all nonsense. I'll say this, though, and I've said this a couple times. He's not wrong about the state of the athletic department.
Agreed.
Of the university.
Agreed.
And I think some Maryland fans online got mad at me for pointing that out. Because I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm going to say the truth, and the truth is our athletic department is in shambles. It's been this way for a while, and I need to know what happened behind closed doors with him and the department for him to say, I'm going to make this public. And it must have been bad. The scummy part is obviously if the rumors are true that the university said, hey, you're right, we're going to give you what you need and what you want to make Maryland basketball this powerhouse that you think it should be. And then he stood there and was like, oh, well, I'm still going to go to Villanova anyway. That's what makes him a liar and a bad person and a scumbag and all that stuff, if that's true.
Yeah, dude, I've been very clear. Like, I don't begrudge him or anyone for making a move. More money, better opportunity, whatever he has determined is the reason why he wants to go to Nova, not have to compete with football in your own athletic department. Like, whatever got you there, I'm not mad about.
Mm-hmm.
I think this has been going on for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I know this has been going on for quite some time. And he kept it behind closed doors for a while and then just decided to go full Brutus on Caesar on Damon Evans, which I'm not even that mad about. Damon Evans is a... He's done some backstabbing himself. Like, I'm not mad at any of it except for how it all went down over the last few weeks. It became so public, and it was all his choosing.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody can agree on, is it didn't have to be this way, and he made it this way out of spite or ego or a combination of all of it. It's almost like we should have saw it coming, because he kind of did the same thing when he came to Maryland, and then he's doing the same thing to us. I'm with you. I don't begrudge a guy for taking more money. This is the most fun ride, the best team Maryland basketball has had in a while. And out of one side of his mouth, he's saying he wants to build, you know, a championship caliber, you know, perennial championship caliber team at Maryland, foundation, community, blah, 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 blah. And at the same time, he's negotiating with Villanova, who isn't interviewing any other head coaching candidates. They're waiting for his season to be over. And there was no reason for him to make it public before the tournament, and then again during the tournament, while we're having this run, while Maryland's in the national spotlight. He made it all about himself, not about the kids, not about the seniors. And then in the press conference last night, when he could have rectified it, he said, I wouldn't have changed a thing. And I'll have to talk to my wife and my agent to see what's next for me. It's like, all right, man. Like, it's frustrating. It's college athletics. I get that part of it, but it's so snaky the way he's going about it. And you just don't want it to be your coach who's lying to everybody. You want it to be, you know, Ed Cooley or whatever. Like,
right.
That's the guy who does it, not my guy. And guess what? It's our guy.
Yeah, dude. And like. It's just, we're talking with our friend Barstool Nate. I'm going to try to be a radio host for a minute. Barstool Nate joins us now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude is the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Of course, you can read Nate's work at BarstoolSports.com. You can follow him on X and Instagram at Barstool Nate. It is, like, last night, I don't know that they beat Florida even with Gary coaching. Florida's a wagon. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I do, let me say this to be fair to the guy. I do believe he put everything he could into coaching this team. Even with this sideshow of his own creation going on, I do think he put everything he could into coaching this team. But last night, you don't, like, you kicked the hornet's nest. Don't be mad when they sting you, dog. And you don't have to lie last night. Like, hey, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing. You're lying.
Well,
you haven't talked to your wife?
I
talk to my wife 50 times a day. Like, you haven't talked to your wife? You're lying.
There's a few funny parts. One, I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. Well, like, we all know Villanova is openly trying to poach you. So if you haven't, that's just negligence on your part. So that makes you look like an idiot if you literally haven't talked to your agent about this job opening that we know Villanova is trying to hire you for. So that makes you an idiot if that's true. Secondly, the irony, I don't know if it's irony or just the humor that you can find in this, and I tweeted this last night. I'll just read it verbatim. The humor is in this entire debacle is he's not a once-in-a-generation coach. He's not like, oh, my God, we need Kevin Willard to take us to the promised land. He has one Sweet 16 in 20 years of coaching. Like, he's not this end-all, be-all.
Dude, and how about the apologists that are like, oh, but you've got to consider where he coached. Did that slow down Shaka Smart or, like, a lot of other coaches that came from smaller colleges? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
There's no rule against taking Seton Hall to – didn't P.J. Carlissimo get to a Final Four? Do I remember that right? Like, there's no rule against a Big East school being good.
Yeah. I mean, Brad Stevens went to Butler and turned them into a powerhouse.
Right.
So, like, if you're a good coach, the cream will rise to the top. If you want to go down his accomplishments at Seton Hall – round of 64, round of 64, round of 32, round of 64, tournament canceled, no tournament, round of 64, Maryland, round of 32, 16 and 17, no tournament, and then this year, Derek Queen takes us to the Sweet 16. So that's the funny part, is he gets a little hint of success. He gets the Maryland fans back into the stands, the students back into the stands, this feeling, this buzz at College Park and Route 1 that we haven't had in a while. And then he's just an absolute snake about it. And that's what makes him a bad person. He's not a bad person for taking more money. He's not a bad person for saying, hey, I want a better job or whatever. It's the way he did it. It's his ego. It's his just the snakiness of the entire thing. Is there a good way? Well, I'll say this. The NCAA allowing the portal to be open, yes, and all this happening, oh, yeah, during the tournament, yeah, is insanity. Like, this shouldn't even be a distraction because it shouldn't even be allowed. Like, that's crazy on its own. And now if he takes, you know, so Juju graduating, Queen to the NBA, and now it's like, does he take Rodney Rice and Jacoby with him to Villanova and literally leave the program with no players? It's, and we're already behind in the portal because we don't have an athletic director or a head coach. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's like a forest fire just wiped out a Sweet 16 program and making us start from the beginning. It absolutely sucks.
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at it, I think a lot of this is college sports is crazy now. So right. JP brought this up earlier that maybe we just have to readjust our sights a little bit. But the way that he went about it, you know, there were two guys coming into the tournament after he decided to air the dirty laundry out that we kind of knew were probably on the move, Will Wade and Kevin Willard. And we know the reputation that Will Wade has, and yet somehow Will Wade comes out looking fine, and Kevin, mm-hmm, Willard looks like an idiot. Like, that's the stuff that's just crazy. Will Wade is viewed as sleazy as it comes as a college basketball coach, and yet he looks like a stand-up dude the way that he went about it at McNeese, and then Kevin Willard at Maryland looks like the sleazebag.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And it's because he did the press conference last week. He just didn't have to do that. He did not have to throw the entire university under the bus right before the tournament, and he did. So he's not the victim in any of this. He is the reason this is all happening. He made himself look bad when he didn't have to. And, Villanova, have fun, man. Like, you know, it's like, enjoy Philly, dude. Like, Villanova, have fun. He's not a great coach. Maybe he'll take you to a tournament. Maybe you'll lose in the round of 32 a couple times, and then he'll flame out, and we'll throw a parade down Route 1. Because I'll say one more thing about this. It's great to have someone to hate. It feels so good to have someone to just really just despise and hate. And I feel like we haven't really had that in a while on the basketball side. Someone just like that, like a Coach K that I just, the look of his face just makes me angry. We have one now. So that feels good.
Dude, I agree. This Duke team, I was listening to PFT this morning, like this Cooper Flagg team, it's kind of hard to hate them. Like, they're just good and fun. And without Coach K out there, it feels different.
Disagree 1,000,000,000% with all of that.
Okay.
People were saying this is a likable Duke team. Get out of my face with that. If the letters D-U-K-E are across their jersey, they're hateable. I hate them. I will never root for them unless Cooper Flagg comes to the Wizards. And I just don't want to hear this is a likable Duke team. The coach is John Shire. He's hateable. All of them. I hope they lose.
Well, I have thought about this. Like, I don't know for coaches. I think it was tough for Turge to have to follow Gary, right? You never want to be the guy right after the legend. And
sure. I will say the Maryland community and the fans and the alumni gave him the longest rope possible. Like, we wanted to be successful so badly under him that he got a very long rope.
Yeah, it wasn't until him versus Damon Evans in the squared circle, and Evans won right up until he left for Dallas. But eventually, if Willard's going to succeed at Villanova, it's in the shadow of Jay Wright. Jay Wright is an absolute boss that's handsome and well-dressed at every turn. Like, good luck, man. That's not easy. And I don't know, man. As for Maryland, you're so right. Like, if they knew this was coming, but dude, they're so ineffective. I mean, what leadership is supposed to be and what they have couldn't be further away from one another. That even if Willard tipped them off a month ago, I think they'd still just be standing around with their hands in their pockets at this point.
Yeah,
I would have loved to get the kid, the young coach that UVA got though, like. He was at UMBC, beat UVA. Like, that'd be a perfect story to come on down to College Park. But yeah, he didn't.
The issue is overall the athletic department and the incompetence of the university. And I could talk about that forever. I'm not happy with the football program. There's a lot of Loxley people out there. I'm not one.
I am.
I know you are. And I'm not going to throw him. I'm not going to start blaming him and all this stuff. I think the incompetence from top to bottom of the athletic program is really shining through right now.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
We need someone. Someone, brother, said this yesterday to me. It could take someone like a Scott Van Pelt to become the GM of like Maryland Athletics to bring credibility and stability and you know, just a little pizzazz and flair and just something to this program that it needs, because right now we're a national embarrassment. And it'll take someone like that or just an unbelievable hire at head coach, where at this point, I mean, is Luke Murray the guy from UConn? Is Buzz Williams the guy?
So, dude, I got like eight people texting me Buzz Williams yesterday. Some of them know stuff. Some of them have no idea what they're talking about. Where is this coming from? Is he leaving?
I think it's just all internet. I honestly just think it's all just internet conjecture. You know, buy him out for a couple million. He's definitely you see it on Aggie's Wire. You see it on Gig'em Gazette that there are a bunch of rumors that he's going to leave.
Is Gig'em Gazette a real entity?
Bro, if you don't know the Gig'em Gazette, you're under a rock.
What a great name.
You know the Gig'em Gazette. I know you subscribe.
I just looked it up. Gig'em Gazette it is.
There's definitely smoke with that. I wouldn't hate Buzz Williams. I think it immediately, like, you know, brings a good, solid head coach to the program.
It gives you some stability.
Right.
I wouldn't hate – tell me what you think about this. Dwayne Simpkins is at AU. In his second season at AU, takes him to the tournament. They lose, but whatever. It's the Patriot League. Those guys most of the time lose. Like, not to go full Bane, but I just wonder if to succeed at Maryland, you need to have been at Maryland. Like – Gary left Ohio State when he had just recruited Jimmy Jackson because it was his alma mater and he needed to fix it. And it took a certain person to be able to weather everything that is that school and this market and the pressure and the fans and all of it. And I just wonder if to succeed at Maryland, you need to have come through Bentley's and Route 1 traffic and the Beltway and Ratsy's and the high-rise dorms, and all of it. I truly wonder that. And for that reason, I'm kind of into Simpkins.
Yeah, he's interesting. He's from Maryland, played
at
DeMatha. Yeah. And now just took, you know, what American to the first four, you know, loss, as you said. But only in a second year of coaching, went to the tournament. I think it's very impressive. I can't say that I know a ton about him as a coach, but, you know, you just listed a bunch of reasons why you wouldn't hate taking a flyer on him. And I was saying this yesterday. There's two options here. You go with the Buzz Williams route, the guy who has coached at Marquette and Virginia Tech and A&M. And, you know, he's made a couple Sweet 16s. He took Marquette to the Elite Eight, 10 years ago.
Was he at Virginia Tech for a minute?
He was there for five seasons.
He was at Tech
what
for
did he do
five
there?
Years.
He wasn't bad.
One Sweet 16, yeah, before he went to A&M. And
who's Nick Bateman? Are we familiar with this dude's work? He's Nick Bracketology, CBB guru. He has 1,980 Twitter followers.
Don't know him.
And Nick Bracketology says, don't be surprised Maryland loses. Kevin Willard is announced as Villanova's head coach, and Buzz Williams is announced as Willard's replacement at Maryland.
I think for me, if you were going to go with Buzz, that's fine, and that it obviously gives you stability in the short term. But he's kind of stuck around at these stops for six seasons with Marquette, five with Virginia Tech. He's just done six with A&M, and now we're talking about him potentially leaving there. I mean, if you want something for a five-year stopgap, feel free. But I think your point of
five
going
years
and getting
sound like an eternity.
It would be
current rate.
It would be in a modern college sports. It's crazy. But if you could get a guy like Simpkins, who's been here, it's his alma mater. He loves the area clearly. If you can get someone like that that can grow with the program and build it into something that, you know, maybe Maryland hasn't been since Gary Williams, I think that's more intriguing to me than just going with another guy that might leave in 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, and that's why the other option, you know, you can do the safe option with a Buzz Williams type, or you can go for, Luke Murr, UConn assistant, never been a head coach. Do you go for the young coach who might be a thing, and you go for the home run? I think where our program's at right now, that's what you do. You say, hey, maybe we'll just find the next big thing. Tony Skin at George Mason, I know he just signed an extension. The buyout shouldn't be too big for him. Dwayne
He's
Simpkins,
jacked.
As you just said.
Have
something
you seen
like
Tony
that.
Skin? Dude is jacked.
That's what you know about him. He's jacked, and he went to the Final Four.
I know with, Mason played nobody, and every time they played a good team, they got raced. But he's jacked.
All right. Very jacked.
What percentage will you allow that it's not a done deal and Willard, we re-rack this whole operation, and when Midnight Madness drops in October, it's Kevin Willard leading the boys out of the tunnel?
Yeah, that'll be a little awkward for all of us, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we've all said some stuff now, Nate. We've said some, you and I and others have said some pretty public stuff at this point. I offered to buy a bus fare to Philadelphia.
Here's the thing, is he deserves every mean thing we've said about him because he did that press conference last week and he did the press conference yesterday where he did nothing to ease anybody. He kind of just made it worse. So, I mean, if I don't know why Maryland would want him back. I don't know why he would come back. He got booed getting on the bus.
You know that was Rudy, right?
That does not shock me at all.
I don't know that was Rudy, but I know that was Rudy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if he's back, look. I don't know. Like, it'll be crazy. That would be one of the more bizarre storyline endings we've ever seen. I can't see a world where he's back. He is too big of an ego. But if he is, you know, good. Go Terps. Like, whatever.
You know who I appreciate more today?
Kermit the Frog.
Sure. But also Brenda Freeze, man.
Yes.
Brenda Freeze has had to put up with the same athletic department. And all she does, I mean, she made the tournament 15 years in a row.
Yep.
15 years in a row.
Yeah,
go Lady Terps.
It's just, we see it at other colleges as well, where the head football coach and the head basketball coach just are against each other. They all want a bigger piece of the pie. They pit the fans against each other, and it just doesn't ever seem to work out well. It's just, and sometimes you get a guy like Nate Oates down at Alabama who can coexist very well with the football program.
Well,
sometimes
Bentley,
you get a guy like Kevin Willard who doesn't. And that's just the way it goes sometimes. He wants to go to – I think at the end of the day, he wants to be the man on campus. And he was at Maryland. He was saying, what do I have to do to be the man? Why is, you know, Locks in the football program always going to be the man and not me? And I think it made him jealous. And I think he got spiteful. And I think he got petty. And I think that's kind of the crux of it.
We got a break. We're way overdue, but I got a name for you. Somebody just tweeted this to me. I'll give them credit. Ike Karavangelos. Yo, remember Sarunas Yesikavicius? Dude just rained threes, Eastern European dude.
Okay.
Dog, he's a head coach in Europe. Yo, Fenerbahce's in Turkey, they're actually like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that you leave Fenerbahce for College Park, but I'm all in on this. Yo, just make College Park the Eastern European college hoops capital of the world. I couldn't be more into an idea. I'm all in on this. I'm serious. Hire Yesikavicius. I'm all in on this.
All right. Start the hashtag.
All right, Nate Dogg. I appreciate you. Twice in one week. Wow.
Hey, I'll see you next Friday.
All right, bud. Later.
Yeah.
That's Barstool Nate. Look, man, today's obviously a weird day with this Willard stuff, Maryland getting boat raced by Florida. The Wizards, still the most astonishing thing that happened yesterday, is the Wizards scored 109 points and lost by 50.
It's insane.
Yo, God,
doesn't compute.
Run that through your brain. But here's something we all do. There are things in life, no matter you're rich, poor, tall, skinny, short, whatever, everybody needs a car, man. And if you need a car, there's only one place to go. It's the Oarsman Automotive Group of Virginia. They've been serving D.C. area car buyers for over 100 years. And when you can do something that long, you know you're doing something right. If I had to make an analogy about the Oarsman Automotive of Virginia Group, if they'd been coaching for 20 years, they'd have way more than one Sweet 16. Trust me on that. They got locations all over Northern Virginia. They've got every make, model, whatever it is you're looking for. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. Those big Ram trucks. My mother-in-law oddly wants one now. Chevy, Buick, GMC, whatever it is. Oarsman's got great deals and great financing. The tremendous selection of quality certified used vehicles, too. Best of all, the Oarsman Lifetime Edge gives you up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every maintenance, loaner cars with major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. There's more good news. You got a car to sell, Oarsman will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value on that thing, regardless of make, model, or year. It's simple. At Oarsman, they like to keep the customers happy. Take it from me and B, two beyond satisfied Oarsman customers. Let's go.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ride together. All right, Jeff, press the button. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Do you even want Kevin Willard at this point? Say Villanova's like, nah, dog, we're actually, we're bringing back Kerry Kittles. And Willard's available. I can't imagine anybody's in on that.
I think I have an idea on what the answer is going to be, JP. I think I know. Probably big fat no.
Drab's a hater. I was just talking to Drab. He wants Mike Bray. The answer's no. Mike Bray ain't the guy. Sarunas Yesikavicius is the guy. People are unaware of Sarunas. He's been coaching. I honestly don't know that you leave Fenerbahce of the Turkish Basketball League to come to College Park. They're a wagon, dude. He played for 4 years for Gary. He was a hell of a shooter. Played a couple years in the NBA and then had a hell of a career in Europe. Landfill, see if you can get us somebody from Istanbul. All right. I believe, you know what? I'm not sure Fenerbahce's in Istanbul. It's in Turkey. Oh, it is in Istanbul. Bang. He previously was at FC Barcelona. I would love that hire. I would like Dwayne Simpkins. Mike Bray is, I know he went, like, here's my thing with Mike Bray. You want him because he's a local guy and he went to DeMatha. Dude, he went to DeMatha 40 years ago or something.
Fenerbahce has a game today against Baskonia at 145.
Yo, I'm taking, what's the line? I'm laying the points with Fenerbahce. Bray was at Delaware forever, then he went to Notre Dame. He was good at Notre Dame, but it fell off in a major way. In his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. In his last 6 years at Notre Dame, he made the tournament once.
Notre Dame's a struggle. They were a struggle again this year. I think Bray's a good coach, but
he had it cooking for a little while, but like you in the NIL transfer portal world, you want to go to a dude in his 60s that hasn't coached in 3 years? That ain't it for me. Now, let's be realistic. It is possible Maryland ends up in a situation where they can't get people. And Bray is certainly a legitimate option. He could coach. I don't know that he can deal with all the other stuff.
Well, and that's the interesting part about this, JP. When you look at it, is it something that some of these coaches were successful 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago? College basketball is totally different over the last 3 years. So do you want a guy that was long time ago successful but has struggled in the modern era? Or do you want a guy that's been successful the last couple of years, maybe from a smaller school, because he's shown that he can work? Obviously, you know, they're going to have different resources at a smaller school, but it's a totally different landscape. And there's a reason why a lot of these older coaches were retiring. They didn't want to have to deal with it. And so if a guy hasn't been able to adapt and is struggling, I'm not sure that's your guy to fix this thing.
Yeah, I agree, man. And kind of what happens next. Let's play some of this actual audio. If anybody wants to call in on the Terp situation, you can. 800-636-1067. This is Kevin Willard last night after Maryland lost by 16 in the Sweet 16, number 7, Lanfield.
So I have not even... I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team, and that's all I've done. So I haven't talked to anybody. I have an agent. I'm sure he's talking to people because that's what agents like to do. But, you know, I don't know.
You believe that?
No chance. You haven't talked to your agent or your wife once? The topic just has not come up at all? No chance.
I Willard and I are probably about the same age. You might be a little older than me, but I'm not comparing my situation to Kevin Willard's situation, okay? He's 49, I'm 43. I'm married. I have an agent. My wife has texted me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. My wife's texted me 9 times since I left the house at 9 a.m. So to say you haven't talked to your wife, give me a break.
like the biggest decision you can make is whether you're leaving Maryland or not. You haven't addressed your wife on this? Yeah, right.
Jeremy's in Olney. What up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. I've had season tickets for a long time. And, you know, I felt like we were going to lose the game last night. But, you know, I was hopeful I'd wake up, feel optimistic. Hey, we've got stability. We've got a good program. We've got a good future. And now it's the exact opposite. It feels terrible. So my biggest problem is he airs the dirty laundry. He throws the athletic director under the bus, basically causes the departure of the athletic director, at least hastens it, and then says last night in his presser, that's why he's leaving. Buddy, you created the situation that you're now complaining about. He says on the Sheehan show, he's getting everything that he asked for when he airs the dirty laundry. What? I mean, he has tainted the well. He's poisoned the well. If he came back next year, would he get booed at the first game? I think he might. There's so much damage that's been done, and it's sad. You know, at this point, I hear all the Buzz Williams talk. I'd rather, if we have to go with a new coach and Willard goes, we just get a young guy, a young stud, the assistant at UConn, somebody who we can build a program around. But it's a sick feeling this morning. I'm done. My rant's over. Thanks for listening.
I appreciate you, Jeremy. That's a good rant, bro. Rant away, folks. Rob Doster is going to join us at noon. We're gonna zoom out from the Maryland situation, talk kind of NCAA tournament at large. Lanville, you asked the question, do you even still want Willard? Sir, you. Lanville answers next. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Toby, are you familiar with Florida defensive tackle Desmond Watson?
Massive dude, right?
Dog, at the Gators Pro Day yesterday, shout out to the Gators. Kicked my Terps ass, my Goldrick Iowa six-pack. Square deal. Florida defensive tackle Desmond Watson measured in at 6'6", 460.
Holy smokes.
And put up 36 reps on the bench. That's 36 at 225.
Wow.
Damn. That's
your run stuffer right there.
I mean, that is serious business, dude. I'm guessing he was not invited to the combine because the 36 on the bench would have been the...
What do we think his 40 time is?
I mean, we were just debating Cam Scatabu's 40 at 4.65 at his pro day. My guy Watson, 6'6", 460. I mean, are you happy if he's sub 7?
Yeah. I mean, can he run 40 yards?
I don't know.
I don't know that I want him to run 40 yards.
That's a big man. That's a big fella, dog. I don't know a lot about this young man, but
you noticed him if you ever watched the Gators game, because he'd sub in and out, and he'd run in to line up at nose tackle, and you're like, holy smokes, that's the biggest dude I've ever seen on a football field.
It's tough for the big guys like that, especially in college. You're playing an up-tempo offense.
Oh, gosh.
And you just can't sub them out. But, you know, there's a lot of packages that aren't designed for a 460-pound nose tackle.
I wonder if that's your solution to stop the tush push. Line that dude up right over the center. See if you can push him.
Yeah, that might be, man. I don't know. That's a big man. Speaking of just crazy things in the universe.
5'8"6 was his 40.
5'8"6.
Wow. Can move a little bit.
Said sub 6.
He'll take that.
Where's he getting drafted?
I don't know that he is. Maybe late, day 3 for sure.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, I would just draft him, literally just stand him there. Like, I don't need you to do anything. Just be big.
I mean, that is crazy. That might be the most impressive thing we saw from the University of Florida yesterday. The most impressive thing I've seen today, and I don't know who the magnificent, maniacal genius is that did this. I brought in, shout out to Scarence Terrence, brought us some chips yesterday. He was worried about me, so he brought us Cool Ranch and nacho-flavored Doritos. And he also brought me some Diet Cokes. And brought them in today. We've been eating them. I don't know who it was. I don't want to know who it was, Toby. Somebody poured the Cool Ranch and the nacho cheese together.
Oh.
And it's a taste explosion.
I'm not a Cool Ranch Doritos guy, so I would not have been a fan.
Toby, you're a good young man. You're a pious fella. I support you. I support you. Who was it that was teaching you how to slide into women's DMs? We got to work on that. We got to get Toby out there. Meet some women.
I don't know that I've had anyone teach me.
Somebody was suggesting it. Maybe it was Jeff. It was Jeff telling you how.
I'm sure Jeff was, yes.
Jeff?
It sounds Jeff-like.
There's a lot of things Jeff isn't an expert in, but I bet sliding into the DMs is one of them. Is that accurate, Jeff?
It sounds about right. I think that's right up Jeff's alley.
Sound about right.
Now, Toby, however you approach your personal life, you have my full support. But this no Cool Ranch Dorito thing is over the line. You are not a line stepper. That is line stepping.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan.
What?
I don't like them. I love the regular Doritos. I love some of the other flavors. Not a Cool Ranch guy.
Landfill, got number 6 available for Toby's Cool Ranch Dorito take?
Play that band. Play the fight song. There it is.
Rob Doster joins us next.